When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, B-Rob's going to join us in about 40 minutes. Brian Robinson Jr. We'll talk about that win over the Saints, and we'll get his take on the Eagles game. We're taking your calls right now, 800-636-1067. How are you feeling about this game? Can they beat the Eagles? And then if they do and snap the 10-game win streak, to give you a different mindset of what this team could possibly do in the playoffs. 800-636-1067.
The good news is when we're hitting on all cylinders offensively, I do think we can beat anybody. If we're scoring 30-plus points a game, I mean, that instantly, I think, gives you some credibility. Now, defensively, we haven't shown really that we can stop teams consistent in the fourth quarter when you need to against good teams.
Right.
But maybe the addition of Lattimore changes that math a little bit. We'll see. We'll find out. All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. I think a playoff team, but do you expect them to win anything if they go into the playoffs and haven't beaten a real winning team? If they beat the Eagles, ESPN's got them number one ranked team in football right now.
Yep.
I think that has
Which
to open up your perspective.
Considering the way teams like the Bills are playing, considering the Chiefs who are 13-1. Yeah, obviously Detroit, even though they've have so many defensive injuries. But yeah, it says a lot.
Let's go to Marcus in Brandywine. Marcus, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
What's up?
Pretty good. I think this win would kind of legitimize us in the playoffs a little bit more. However, I just like you guys said before, on any given Sunday, anything can happen, right?
For sure.
We've seen that closely. Well, I mean, not closely. We've seen that a lot this season. So, and I feel like that gets magnetized at least 10 or 20 times more once you get to the playoffs. So I feel like regardless if we beat the Eagles or if we lose to the Eagles, if we make the playoffs, I feel like the regular season at that point means – it sounds crazy, but it means nothing because now everybody's starting over. I mean, you know, theoretically everybody's starting over from scratch, so anything can happen. And then we talk about – I mean, the fans talk about, you know, we haven't beaten any winning teams, but what about the winning teams that have lost to losing teams? That's why it kind of – it's for me – we've been in this position before, albeit 2015, 2012. It's been a while, but we've been here before. We get to the, you know, we make the playoffs, and then nothing happens. So I'm not satisfied with just having a great season. I'm not satisfied with just having a good season. I feel like, just like you said, if we're firing on all cylinders, we can do things. But I'm a believer. Like these players, they hear the outside noise. And I would much rather our players go into these games, you know, with the confidence of the fans rather than going into these games trying to prove the fans wrong with them saying, oh, we're not contenders.
I'm not sure how much – thank you, Marcus. I'm not sure how much this group cares what the fans think.
I think they're confident. I mean, they're going to give it their all. They're professional athletes.
I think
they probably feel like that. You know, if they're playing really well, they can beat anybody. But
I don't think Jaden Daniels gives a crap. Like, I don't think he's locked in on what the radio guys are saying.
No, because he doesn't know anything about the history of the team. And
I just don't think he cares. I think he's just going to go out there and play.
I agree.
I will say I can't get over, and I kind of mocked this a couple of weeks ago, but I can't get it out of my mind that if we're going to make some noise, it might have to be this year, Jason. I just want to remind you, next year we have the Packers, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Lions, the Broncos, and everybody's favorite, Bo Nix. Next year is going to be a lot more difficult, right? You're not going to get to the playoffs without beating winning teams. This year, you could actually do it. This year, you could beat the Falcons, get to the playoffs, and basically, essentially, not beat a winning team.
Yeah.
Next year, that ain't going to happen.
I know.
Not possible.
I've said it a million times. This roster will look totally different.
We'll be better.
And you don't. And those teams' rosters will look different as well. I mean, you threw the Vikings out there. Well, the Vikings might be started in basically a rookie quarterback next
year. I think they will. But they're still going to have Justin Jefferson. They're still going to have those guys.
So, yeah, I mean, on paper, the schedule looks much more difficult next year. But, you know, you worry about that in 2025.
I know. I'm just saying it's in the back of my mind. I can't get it out of it.
Right,
let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, of course you can beat the Eagles.
Would that change your perspective?
No, because, you know, my perspective is this defense is coming. And, you know, I know, you know, everyone's upset about the game yesterday, you know, could have destroyed them more Sunday. But what's his name? Is it Flowers or Fowler? Dante Fowler?
Fowler.
Bad. Yeah, I mean, some of those sacks that he had and the refs, you know, said it were penalties. I mean, our defense is coming. You're asking too much for a rookie quarterback to lead your team all the way in the playoffs. I mean, I'm not saying Jaden can't do it, but I would rather bet on our defense the way they're coming, obviously, with Marshawn, Lattimore playing, with Sanders still the way he is, you know, where it is that, you know, there's a slight possibility Jonathan Allen may come back. I think if we make a lot of noise in this game against Philly and moving forward in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be because of the defense. And I'm proud of this defense, man. This boy Fowler is, you know, everything you wanted Chase Young to be, and this guy, you know, I don't even know where he was drafted, but this guy is a bad dude.
He was drafted pretty high.
He was a high pick.
He was a high pick, yeah.
When you have a good defensive line and good secondary, that's a lot of turnovers, man. I think we're going to make a lot of turnovers the next couple of weeks. There's going to be some good football coming up this week.
Thank you, Andre. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rob.
Dante Fowler Jr., by the way, was the third pick in the draft.
Yeah. He's got talent. Let's go to Rob in Landover, 800-636-1067. If they beat the Eagles, which is certainly possible, division rival, it wouldn't be shocking by any stretch of the imagination, but it would be by far their most impressive win.
Yes.
I think it opens up the possibilities. Here's the thing. I feel like in the playoffs, you know, you can win any one-off game, but can you win two or three?
That's the difficulty, yes. Especially when you're on the road.
So I think you got to beat a team like the Eagles in the regular season to even have that idea that you could do it. Let's go to Rob in Landover. Rob, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Rob?
Good morning. Good morning, boys. How we doing?
Hey, what's up, good. Rob? How are you? Merry Christmas, happy holidays, all that stuff.
I'm pumped up, man. I'm still cussing out Ron Rivera every morning. I'm feeling good, but I think you got to look at the line of scrimmage. We shouldn't have played the way we played against New Orleans. We look kind of sketchy. We have some health issues with the tight end, and when we're talking about blocking their D line, I feel like our defensive linemen are getting walked to the sideline every time there's a stretch run or anything. They're just, I'm not sure about that. It's going to have to be on the defensive side. I think Lattimore helps a lot. But I think we're going to have Hurts hold the ball when he wants to throw it. And when they're doing these runs, we're going to have to stop their momentum and make them change direction and be on it and tackle sound and take the confidence away. This is a psychology game. We know how they play. We know how they play. They know how we play. But can we overcome the adversity when we have negative plays, when we have penalties? How do we respond? And more importantly, Terry McLaurin, that fire, when he gets that look in his eye, I need everybody to be like that from play number one, not after we get down two touchdowns and play from behind. We need to have that fire from the beginning. If we do that, we can take their will and we can win that game.
No, it's definitely winnable. And we might have a totally different perspective going into this game if we had just connected on a few of those plays. I mean, think
and
about
they won
it.
I heard by 17.
I heard JP mention this. I think it was yesterday on the show.
Finley?
Thanks today. Yeah. JP Finley mentioned this. He could have had 5 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
If they connected on those, I mean, literally,
yeah.
He had those guys beat.
Correct.
You know? He could have had 5
and
touchdowns.
I thought the
and then you'd have a totally different perspective going into this week. You know, that game was
close to
being busted wide open.
The second one down the right sideline to McLaurin, would you put that on Daniels just overthrowing him a bit or McLaurin dropping
him? There was one where he overthrew him.
I'm going to put it on the QB.
Okay. There is one where he overthrew him.
McLaurin beat his man.
There is one.
Beat his man.
But hold on. There is one where he overthrew him, but where Terry hesitated at the beginning of the route. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, I think that was the second one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then so that just screwed up the timing.
Yeah.
That just screwed up time. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Elijah. Appreciate it, buddy. Appreciate you. Let's go to, that was Rob. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. I'm sorry. Elijah, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas? I was like, man, I know it's kind of early, but I'm pretty sure I didn't go yet.
Yeah, sorry.
No, man, it's all love. Hey, man, I do think the legitimacy increases with the win. What I was most excited about over last week's win is coming through this stretch. I was like, okay, I want to see the increase of production to Terry McLaurin. It's going to happen, man. There's going to be moments throughout this stretch or even in the playoffs where we're going to have it. Take it back to a few weeks, a number of weeks ago against that kind of almost got to have it play against Cincinnati, calls it, and you got Terry down that play side line way down that he caught that ball. Those don't forget that those plays and type of plays aren't outside of Jaden Daniels' ability and wheelhouse. So I'm counting on some of those things, moving him around. Eagles didn't have to necessarily prepare for that. I want to see how they cover him across the board, right? Because, you know, once Jaden Daniels tucked that ball, he starts moving his legs like he could run. If you ever played defense, it's so hard to stay sound against a guy who can move, because, man, when Terry gets that scramble drill, they seem like a different squad that hasn't always been a factor in the game, that they almost – they're trying to work their late-game philosophy now, moving them around, because when you play better teams, bro, you're going to have to move. You're going to have to be able to have boot, get off your spot a little bit, find a guy. So when those types of jailbreak plays and things go on, I kind of get excited just because the type of personnel that we have bodes well with that. Plays are going to break down. You've seen Chiefs win on a freaking 2-point conversion, or they smack a ball during a field goal. That's what's going to happen. What happens on these big games, or as teams get better, the margin gets closer. So you're going to have to make some plays, and you're going to need the personnel to do it. So fire them up. Get them going. It may take 4 weeks to say, by the time we finish in the season, maybe that deep ball is just how it needs to be. Going into the playoffs, they know what they need. I'm so glad that they did it last week versus, like, we get into the Falcons game or we're pretty much closing the season and we realize that it's going to take an extra step that we didn't start doing until too late. So I think they're doing the right thing at the right time. Yeah, it's going to take the defense as well. Super important. Everyone's going to have to do their job. Everyone's got to play sound. It's going to take 53. So,
all right, thanks, Elijah. You know, appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah.
I can see the mindset of fans getting really jacked up over a team like the Eagles. I just think that the Eagles have so much more talent overall on both sides of the ball, and Barkley is a difference maker. They're going to go to Barkley. You know, now, Barkley was a little banged up this past week against the Steelers. They didn't really need him, but that's how good they are. If they don't need to go to Barkley, they can go through the air. But I think Barkley, if he's healthy, he's going to be the main factor.
Somebody made this point, I remember, a few weeks ago, and there might be something to it, that of the 5 losses, you could argue 4 of them come against teams that kind of practice against, like, super mobile quarterbacks like Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lost to Baker. Baker can move around. He certainly was shifty against us. You lose to Baltimore and Lamar.
Right.
Everybody knows what he's capable of on there. I mean, Pittsburgh has Russ, even though he doesn't run like he used to, but they still have Fields, right? So they see Philly has Hurts, so they're used to mobile quarterbacks, defending mobile quarterbacks, because they do it in practice every day.
Yeah.
So some of that stuff that makes Jaden special, maybe against some of these teams, it's not quite as effective because they have those their versions of that on their own teams that they practice against.
Yeah, and then the Dallas game, they just came out flat and they looked terrible
Dallas
for an entire
half. Dallas
game
is just like a weird game.
And, you know, they had the special teams mistakes.
Case jinxed us and everything.
I think the command, I'm not saying the Commanders have to have a signature win before they get to the playoffs, but
if you want to have expectations.
Yeah, I'm not even sure the expectations change that much. That's just my opinion.
But for you, it wouldn't. If they beat the Eagles, you wouldn't say, hey, you know what? This team's capable of anything.
Because I still look at the overall roster and say they're not as good as the teams they're going to have to face on the road in the playoffs.
It's true. It's true on the whole, I think. Yeah. Let's go to Dave, Indian Head. Dave, what's up?
What's up, guys? What's up, EB, man? You got to have some confidence in the mob, man, in the squad. We've been in every game, bro. We've been in every game. In those games that y'all talking about we lost, mm-hmm. we lost by some fluke situations.
Right.
Pittsburgh, the referee called us short for what would have been a game winner.
Was that the Ertz play? I can't remember.
Saints, yeah. Exactly, the Ertz play. Saints, hey, man, we actually had them beat. The refs took that game from us in every way. What? The stop clock?
They did win.
The clock stopped. The clock, I know, but we weren't even close to losing that. You're talking about
it was very close.
No, we weren't. We weren't really.
We could have blown it wide open, though.
Yeah, I understand the refs botched the clock.
We could have blown it wide open if we just connected on a couple.
But they let them back in the game. That's the point.
If that never happens, if a couple of those calls that the refs gave to them never happens, they're nowhere close. Who are the other teams? Philly, the first time we played them, we shut Saquon down for about two or three quarters. He got off on two big plays. Two big run plays.
That's when he busted it wide open, for sure.
Exactly. So, I mean, we're right there, man. We're right there. And all we need is that extra kick, and we got the motivation, man, with this new cornerback, with our quarterback, Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the defense is being rearranged, we got a squad on defense. We can go to the big championship game, and I'm going to say it today. Mark my words, we can go to the big game, man.
You think they're going to the Super Bowl?
I think we can go to the Super Bowl with Jaden.
He's not saying they're going to. He's saying they're capable.
Well,
absolutely.
Anybody's capable if they just win games. But do you think? Would you put your money on the Commanders going to the Super Bowl? No, you wouldn't.
If we're in the show like you guys have been saying, we're in the party, we're at the dance. Anybody can win once we get in there, man.
Right. All right.
And I think that we're the type of squad with the coaching, with the new regime, with the hype that the fans are going to give once we get there. Man, listen, we can go, man.
I will say this. No matter what happens down the stretch, if we do get to the playoffs, if I was an opposing coach, I wouldn't necessarily want to play us.
Exactly.
I wouldn't necessarily want to say, okay, I got to shut down Jaden and all the things he can do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think we will be a tough out for most teams.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jaden's a main weapon.
Yeah.
Personally.
Well, would you want to play, Minnesota or.
I don't know.
Or Green Bay? They got tough outs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I just think that it's very difficult to go on the road as a 7 seed and win multiple games. We'll see what happens and see who they play. But this is a big one on many different levels. Some fans like Dave think that the Commanders are going to go beat the Eagles.
He didn't say they're going to the Super Bowl. He just said they're capable. That's what he was saying.
He was leaning towards they're going to win a few games.
He was saying anything's possible.
Well, that part is true. But is it probable? That's a negative. 800-636-1067. We're going to divert when we come back and get into the EP. Remember, B-Rob Jr. going to join us.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.